With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House is urging Democrats to tone down their rhetoric against ICE agents. After an active shooter armed with tactical gear and a rifle opened fire on Border Patrol agents, they arrived at a Border Patrol annex facility in McAllen, Texas on Monday. Bernie Bennett has an update.
Agents and local police returned fire and killed the gunman. No federal agents were hit, but one McAllen police officer was struck. Law enforcement sources say the officer is in stable condition. Officers believe the attack was a purposeful ambush targeting Border Patrol officials. Homeland Security spokesperson Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement, quote, "Both Border Patrol agents and local police helped neutralize the shooter. This is an ongoing investigation led by the FBI. More information will be shared as it becomes available." Bernie Bennett reporting.
The White House is mourning the loss of life in Texas from flash flooding over the weekend. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
"Everyone here at the White House, including the President of the United States, is praying for the victims' families and friends during this unimaginable time."
President Trump expected to pay a visit to Texas this week. The president ramping up his tariff battles with many countries right now. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clarkston.
The Trump administration has released letters informing Japan and South Korea that their goods will be taxed at 25% starting on August 1st. In the letters, the president warned that the U.S. will tack on another 25% if they retaliate.
That is Greg Clarkson reporting. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says the U.S. attack on Iran seriously damaged its nuclear program.
"I think it's going to be a very hard, long slog if the Iranians tried to do that. Remember, this is not a Mission Impossible movie. There's not one single thing that the United States had to find or destroy to stop Iran from getting nukes, and there's not one single thing that Iran had to as well. That's why we always refer to a vast nuclear infrastructure."
Senator Tom Cotton interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. Some recent immigrants say religious freedom is the best thing about America.
Baptist Press has been quizzing Southern Baptist leaders who were born in other countries, and to a man, the thing they say they treasure most about this country is the freedom to practice their faith. Pastor Alexei Karmilov, who lives in California, says in the Soviet Union, his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather were all persecuted for their faith. Pastor Misael Rodriguez, who works for Louisiana Baptist University, was hounded by the authorities in Cuba. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge has blocked many of the state's pro-life laws, reimposing a preliminary injunction against them just a little over a month after the state's highest court had lifted a previous hold. The order by Jackson County Circuit Judge Jerry Zhang says the abortion restrictions likely do violate a state constitutional abortion amendment that was approved by the voters. Something that happened just last year. This is SRN News. Foreign correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports that on clear days, men and women with children in their arms and determination in their eyes see the shoreline of what they believe will be a promised land as they attempt the perilous channel crossing from northern France to southern England.
Denny's occurred with an infectious laugh and a deep singing voice, wanted more than anything to cross the channel in time to celebrate his 44th birthday in August with his six-year-old daughter Eden, who lives with her mother in the UK. His group of around 40 people begged a French officer patrolling alone to turn a blind eye and let them take to sea, but he says police swooped in with knives.
That is Charles de Ledesma reporting. More floating border wall coming to South Texas. Ahead of Homeland Security signed a waiver allowing for the deployment of about 17 miles of buoys in the Rio Grande. The agency said the waterborne barriers intended to create a safer border environment. More at SRNnews.com.